It's a precarious life being a serious writer in China. Authors brave enough to tackle controversial subjects often face censorship or even arrest. And their predicament was even worse during the Cultural Revolution. Some of the leading Chinese writers now live in exile. Steve Paulson talked with three of them. Nobel laureate Gao Xingqian, his best-known novel is called Soul Mountain. Ha Jin, he won the National Book Award for his novel Waiting. And Annie Wong, who is the youngest of the bunch. Her book's a coming-of-age story called Lily. Steve says each of these writers had to struggle through hard times.
3 years ago, Gao Xingqian became the first Chinese writer to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. You might think this would be cause for celebration in China. Instead, government officials blasted him as a mediocre talent, and many writers and academics in China denounced him, even though they hadn't actually read his work. Which is not surprising. His books and plays are banned in China. Gao Xingqian's run-ins with the authorities date back to 1983, when his play Bus Stop was called the most pernicious play since the creation of the People's Republic. Gao realized he'd better be careful, so when communist officials were cracking down on writers and intellectuals, he burned all his plays and novellas.
There were lots of others doing the same thing. Otherwise, they'd be accused of political crimes. All of his works he wrote without any thought of it ever being published, and they would have been particularly dangerous. So at the beginning of the Cultural Revolution, he burnt several kilo of his writings.
This must have been heartbreaking for a writer, for an artist. I mean, this is what defines a life.
At the time, he was too frightened to even think of being heartbroken by doing this. There was just no time to feel regret or the pity. He had to save himself.
Facing possible arrest, Gao Xingqian went underground, and for 5 months he trekked across China, traveling some 10,000 miles, searching for remnants of traditional Chinese culture. What he saw and heard became the material for his acclaimed novel, Soul Mountain. It's a fantastic tale of famous bandits, a great Taoist master, mythical wild men who stalk the ancient forests, vamps who devour their lovers. You might say the government's crackdown forced his hand as a writer. Soul Mountain became a metaphor for the loss of faith in everything around him.
It's not about a specific place, it's about a process of searching, about doubting everything, doubting history, doubting culture, even doubting whether language can express all these thoughts.
Forced to leave China, Gao Xingqian lived in exile in Paris and eventually became a French citizen. Ironically, he made his name there not as a writer, but as a painter. But winning the Nobel Prize in Literature is likely to change all that. Ha Jin is another celebrated Chinese writer in exile, with his own story of surviving the Cultural Revolution. He joined the army when he was 14 years old.
We went to school, but we only copied slogans. There was nothing to study in school, so I went to the army. It was a better choice by comparison, because many, many youngsters were sent to the countryside working in the fields, so the army was a much better choice.
Ha Jin taught himself to read and write during his 5 years in the army. When China's colleges reopened, he studied American literature and eventually came to the U.S. to work on a Ph.D. Today, he's famous for the elegant prose of his award-winning novel Waiting. But when he first moved to Boston, Ha Jin was fired as a waiter because his English was so bad.
For me, the most difficult part in the job is the menu. I couldn't remember the menu and the wine list. They were not in the dictionary. Then I got other jobs, like a janitor in a hospital. It was a much better job.
But I'm trying to figure out how you could go. And I mean, the time span is not that long. We're talking probably less than 15 years when you were not allowed to be a waiter in a steakhouse to winning the National Book Award for a novel written in English. It's remarkable.
But your life is put on the line. You have to survive.
Ha Jin planned to return to China, where he had a good job as a translator, but the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre changed all that.
I couldn't, just couldn't, and I don't want to serve a government like that, so brutal to its own citizens. I just couldn't do it.
What happened in Tiananmen Square had a profound impact on another up-and-coming writer. In 1989, Annie Wong was a 16-year-old living in Beijing. She was a model student. In fact, she'd hosted a radio show and was even voted the outstanding student in all of China. But her life changed when she started to hang out with students and intellectuals in Tiananmen Square. The massacre itself is seared into her memory.
The next day, I saw a food stand where I used to buy breakfast every day. And I saw this blood stain on the food stand. And I was told that the old man who was selling breakfast to me every day was killed. Hmm. So the sky was gray. I remember that just it started to rain after the night of massacre. Those images are still very vivid. They stay with me. I think they will stay with me forever.
What's striking about these three writers in exile, Annie Wong, Ha Jin, and Gao Xingqin, is how they all stumbled into politics. Not much of their writing is explicitly political, but what seems to rile up the Chinese censors isn't just criticism of communism, but also more basic questions about individual freedom. Ha Jin's novel Waiting is based on a true story. It's about a man who had an arranged marriage. He's sent off to a distant town to work as an army doctor. He falls in love with a nurse there, but he's not allowed to divorce for 18 years. Ha Jin says this draconian rule was not national policy. It was simply decreed by the man who ran the hospital.
People internalized the rule as part of their daily existence. Nobody would challenge it.
Now, what comes through in your story is how many rules there are governing personal life.
Yes.
For instance, Lin, the doctor, falls in love with this other woman, this young nurse at the hospital. They have to wait all these years before they can be together. There are rules that they cannot even go out of the compound together.
In order to prevent unlawful relationships between men and women.
Gao Xingqin knows all too well the need for a zone of privacy. In his Nobel Prize acceptance speech, he said, "Talking to yourself is the starting point of literature." It's a comment that would hardly raise an eyebrow in America, but talking to oneself is a radical statement for a Chinese writer.
This is the most basic critical thing in literature. In China, during the Cultural Revolution in particular, when all literature was to be used as a political tool, this was indeed so. So it was important that literature had this ability to be addressing oneself.
One dilemma for exiled writers is figuring out which language to write in. Once Ha Jin had settled in America, he realized he had to learn how to write literature in English.
I had to think in English. Otherwise, the feel, the sensibility, everything would be different.
Critics have pointed out that Ha Jin's novel Waiting is a throwback to the kind of 19th century novel that Henry James might have written, not at all the postmodern fiction you see so much of today. Ha Jin says that's partly because he brings a Chinese sensibility to his writing in English.
I think my writing very often more earthy and closer to things. This is somehow, I think, affected by the Chinese language, which is words are closer to things.
Closer to the material world.
Yeah, to the material things, yeah. By contrast, the English language is more eloquent, more speculative.
Annie Wong's love of English goes back to a traumatic episode in the third grade. She kept a diary where she wrote about a crush she had on a boy. A friend stole the diary and read it out loud. Annie was humiliated, and from then on, she reserved her most private thoughts for English words, which she looked up in the dictionary. Wong later wrote her novel Lily in English, which allowed her to explore taboo subjects like female sexuality.
So my early association of English was this language of romance, intimacy, and secrecy. So when I started to write Lily, I couldn't write it in Chinese because people know that there are things that you are not supposed to say or you are not supposed to talk about.
But if writers in China are censoring themselves, it raises an important question. Can you be a serious writer there, or do you need to leave? Annie Wong has a sobering conclusion.
I believe best literature will be born among the overseas Chinese writers, not the Chinese writers inside China.
Annie Wong is the author of the novel Lily. Ha Jin won the National Book Award for his novel Waiting. Gaoxing Chen won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2000. Steve Paulson spoke with them.